Hi, I'm Ricky from Starving in the Belly of the Whale. Our new album, The Journey Less Traveled, comes out November 5th. This was the first album that we had without Brian Witten doing a lot of the instrumentation. So on this album, all the instruments were done by myself, Travis Bramer, who played bass on the last album, and Emily Phillips. We recorded the music at Popside in Troy, and we did the mixing at Real Love Recording with Patrick Himes in Nashville, and then mastered it with Brian Witten at Center City. We were going for just a very loose, old, kind of, I don't know, just vintage, classic, folky feel. So we recorded everything in just large rooms with minimal mics that weren't close to the instruments just to get big sounds. We used lots of just natural room reverb, and we went down to Nashville. Patrick used some of his natural plate and spring reverb to just give it more organic feel.
Months of sunny skies, now the storm is on its way. But when the rain puts us to sleep, I know it'll be okay.
There are hardly no electric guitar parts on the songs. There are no drum sets on the entire album. If there are any drums, it's just beating on random drums with mallets or hitting other things that were laying around the studio. And when I went and did all the rhythm tracks originally, I mean, I really didn't have much more in mind than just the rhythm guitar part and the melody lines. So everything else was kind of just lapped over by the other players on the album, and then just things that we heard while we were recording and thought they would fit in. It took me 3 albums to get one that, I don't know, I'm really proud of and really just captured what I wanted to do. I threw out a lot of songs on this album that on the other ones I probably would have just kept to fill up tracks.
Never sleep alone. I found true happiness not too long ago.
Well, it's going to be available for free download, like all of our other albums, on the website November 5th. It'll be at Omega Music, local record stores. I'm sure we'll probably send it out to some of the record stores in other states. We've sent the other albums too. One thing that I have done is we just had our website guy to put a donation button on our website. So, I mean, you can still pick it up for free if you want to throw us a couple dollars. That would be awesome. It's via PayPal, so you can use any major credit card. Well, to me, it kind of seems like a waste of time and money not to give it away for free. Because, I mean, we've put this much time and effort and thought into it to limit people from getting it just for wanting their money. Like, I mean, we made it for people to hear it. So, I mean, if it hopefully gets to the point someday where we can do this for a living, then yeah, we'll charge for our music then. But, I mean, until, like, it's our only means of survival, then we just want people to hear the music, and if they like it, give us some money. And I was really surprised when I put we put the PayPal button on our website maybe about 2 weeks ago, and I posted something on Facebook about it, and we probably got about a little under $100. I think it was like $90-some in about 2 weeks, just people donating. And whenever we've had shows and we've been out CDs for free, we've always, our donation book has always gotten us more than what we've had in the albums back. So, I mean, we're not getting $10 out of an album, but I mean, we're fine just getting back whatever we have in it. And at shows and when people have had the opportunity to give, we've always gotten more than we've had in what they've taken. So it's very encouraging.
Progress and all of its faults, you've come to be an example.